Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. This week, I sat down with Tim Zinger, who is a part of the Washington County FFA Alumni and Supporters. And Tim has been a part of this group for a while now.
Well, I grew up in Washington County. Actually, grew up in Haddon, graduated North Central High School, was a member of the North Central FFA. We didn't have an alumni, so I got invited to come to Washington County's alumni auction right about the time North Central consolidated with Washington. And I got involved, and I was a member of the board and president for 9 years, I believe, of the Washington County Alumni, and was a member of the state Alumni Supporters Board and was president there for 6 years.
During the National FFA Convention, he was one of three people to win the Outstanding Members in the Nation.
Pretty special. I spent a lot of time supporting FFA locally, district, state, and whatever we can do. I didn't do it to win any awards. I wasn't expecting to, but we've got an awesome chapter here in Washington County as far as an alumni chapter. Our administration is awesome. Our community is unbelievable how well they support our chapter. I mean, the last couple of years, we do a fish fry and kind of a fun auction. Washington County's done it for a long time, but because of the pandemic, we moved it out of the school. We used to do it in the ag shop. Now we do it away from the school. We've had entertainment after the auction and different things. In the last couple of years, it's set unbelievable records. It's just hard to believe how well our community supports. And once people come, they start asking, when's it going to be? When are you going to do it again? When are you going to do it again? We've had such success a couple of years ago after I stepped off the board. Some of them got to thinking and were asked to do a mountain oyster fry and fish fry or wings. We were doing mountain oysters and wings at our local county fair for just a free will donation. And the food's free will all donated, and whatever funds are raised, we've been donating back to the fair board to help with improvements on our fairgrounds. So we're trying to give something back to the community too, not just asking for money all the time and donations for our auction.
Washington County FFA Alumni and Supporters also won the National Top Outstanding Alumni Chapters in the Nation.
Pretty special. We actually won it in 2016 as well. Since then, we've been in the top four, I think, or six in the nation about every year. The FFA is divided into regions. We're in the central region. Seems like about every year our alumni chapter is in the gold division in our region, which means basically the top chapter in the region. So that puts us in the top four about every year.
There is a process getting an award like this, and Tim talks about the process for it.
It's changed. I can't tell you exactly what it is now. It used to be called Golden Service Award. As an alumni chapter, if you fill it out every year, it puts you in contention for the Outstanding Alumni Award. And for whatever reason, I don't know, Washington County just always filled out. We've got an awesome treasurer that has done the bookwork for ever and ever and ever and ever. And he fills out the paperwork every year and sends it in. The state has changed their rules now. It's not called the Golden Service Award. I don't remember now what it's called. But again, as long as you fill it out in the local chapter, it goes to the state, and the state approves it and sends it on. And I'm sure the paperwork has changed a little bit over the years, but we just fill it out every year about the same way. And I think our award was based on community service and what we do with the money. The money raised, we award scholarships to FFA members to go to Washington, D.C., and what's called the Washington Leadership Conference. We help pay the way to state convention, national convention, state cause, state CDEs and LDEs. If a chapter needs money for something, we've got it. We can help them pay for jackets or different things. Our chapter awards scholarships every year to the graduating seniors who qualify if they fill out the application. We started a couple years ago awarding SAE grants, which is Supervised Agricultural Experience. If the members fill out an application for the national SAE award, if they do not get the national, they automatically go into the state SAE award scholarship. If they don't get state, our local alumni chapter has been awarding the same amount that they would have gotten at the state. So we're trying to invest our money back into the members of the chapter. And if they need help buying some tools or just different things, it's kind of unlimited what they can use that SAE grant money for. So.
And he likes to continue to volunteer with the FFA group as much as he can.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I personally feel like I wasn't asked to step off. I could have stayed on. But I feel like sometimes we just need fresh people in as leaders. But I'm still there. I'm going to help do whatever I've helped with the fish fry, the mountain oyster fry at the fair. I still go help with the fish fry. I still help get donations for the auction. I'm just not in the decision-making process anymore as far as who gets scholarships and how much and that type of thing. The state, I turned out of the state, but I'm still on board as past state president for the Kansas Sucker Fay Alumni and supporters. So I still attend meetings, help with the fundraising events that we do there. We have a golf tournament every year. We do a dodgeball contest at the state FFA convention we started several years ago that's really, really, really grown. So, yes, I plan on staying involved in FFA in whatever manner that I'm asked to be in or will be allowed to be in.
I would like to thank Tim Zinger for being my guest on this weekend's Public Affairs. And congratulations to him and the Washington County FFA Alumni and Supporters Group for their win. If you would like to listen again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.